That's right, and that was the cottage. Sometimes we used to stay there and help pick the fruit. Their cousin was John Carpenter. He and his sister lived there together. And then, actually, through the Carpenter family, we were taken one day to Hampton Court Palace to see the palace and the rooms and so on. My Aunt Carpenter told us that one of her relatives was an artist and had painted one of the ceilings there. So we went, in to see it. Yes, she was just amateur. She was she did watercolours, whereas Mrs. Bond...
Her friend.
She was a sort of companion and worked with her. Did things together at home. She was partly a maid, I suppose, but they used to go to Scotland and all over the place painting. That was right in the early days. Oh, it was. It was very hard. My father, as far as I can remember, I think the first amount of money brought home was 15 shillings. And then it was raised to a pound when he was working for Hugh William. He was the second gardener there.
And your mother worked in the house?
No, she didn't. She didn't work. She lived at home. Oh, yes, it was a beautiful garden. And strangely enough, at a later date, I worked there for a very short time.
As a gardener?
Yes. When I left school, I went to work in the office at the School for the Blind. But at that time, I wasn't all that well. And after a time, it was decided that it would be better if I worked outdoors. I took a job in the gardens at Thorncroft Manor. That was owned by... It was Wilkinson's of Thorncroft. They were merchants, or they were wonderful employers. My wife came there from Weybridge with them when they bought the house. She was the head housemaid there, and they were very good people, and they did quite a lot for the church and all sorts of things locally. I met my wife while there.